As we break down and understand manifestation, as we understand the philosophy that you are the creator of your own universe, your own reality, and that your very nature is, in fact, to manifest, to create things, it's important to understand why that is. Like, why do we want to manifest particular things? Why do we want to materialize certain things? Why do we want to create certain things? Why is it that we want to achieve certain goals? Why is it that we want to achieve success? And it comes down to really creating a life where we feel fulfilled in joy. That is what we're chasing. That is what we're after. Now, be mindful that you don't necessarily have to chase something, right? You don't have to go after something. You don't have to want for something, because everything that you really desire is already here within you. The idea of manifestation is really about unraveling, unfolding the reality of who you are, coming into that realization as to who you are. Manifestation, though, is an expression. It is expression, an expression of your consciousness. It is the thing that is going to lead you to align your individual consciousness to a place where it is at its most natural state. It is really aligning who you are down to the core and what makes you happy. What creations align with your unique spark? Because that's what we are. As far as conscious beings, we are an individualized expression of the universe, of God. We are an individual spark of that same essence. And so, when we are trying to understand ourselves, which is really going on the conscious spiritual journey, we have to really get into the fact that in order to come into realization, coming to understanding who we really are, we have to understand the things that make us tick, the things that ignite our passions, our curiosity, that really get us excited. Get us excited about pursuing things, creating things, get us excited about life itself. And so the journey is really about coming into an understanding as to who you are. Manifestation is the tool by which we do that. Once again, I've said it many times before that manifestation isn't about the creation of a thing and that being it, that being the end all be all. Manifestation is about the creation of a thing to come into realization that you are the creator, that you are in fact a creator created by the creator. So when you come into this understanding, manifestation is there to give you the insight, give you the stepping stones, or give you the bricks to pave along this road, right? This path of spirituality that you're on. So every time you manifest something, it is one more brick along this road that you are taking toward self-realization. And every time you manifest something, every time you create something, especially when it's a conscious creation, you are intentionally creating it. It is, in fact, you supporting yourself along this journey, creating more of the path that you are going on. So you have to recognize this is, again, you supporting yourself, you creating for yourself. Instead of thinking about this intellect, this infinite intelligence, the universe, God, instead of thinking about it as something separate than you or separate from you, you really want to acknowledge that it is an extension of you. So when you are looking to get things or ask for things or pray for things from God, what you're really doing is you're asking of yourself. And so when you change the dynamic of prayer, when you change the dynamic of asking or wanting the universe to help you, when you change the dynamic of co-creation and realize that you are creating, not co-creating, because you are one with that intelligence and tapping into that intelligence as just a part of you, who you are, just like your ego, your conscious mind, and your subconscious mind. Now you are tapping into your higher mind. You understand that It is through this connection of aligning all these aspects of who you are that is really the journey. It is really you communicating with all those aspects, being in sync and in union and harmony, and thus coming into the realization, okay, I am a creator. I am the creator of my universe, of my reality, of my perspective, of my experiences. So when you own that, you realize that the journey is self-created. The process is self-created. The success is self-created, because you are ultimately looking to fulfill or have an experience called you. And you want to achieve that experience to its highest degree or highest level, to its highest potential. Acknowledging all of the things that cause you to get excited, to feel joy, to feel, you know, happiness and fulfillment. And that is following your curiosities, following the little intrinsic and unique aspects of who you are, what makes you who you are, and why you can only do certain things. Out of all the people in the world that have ever existed, there are certain things that only you can do. And on this journey, you come into realization of that. And that is the process of coming into self-realization and fulfillment and joy, is discovering that, discovering I am in charge. I am the master of my universe. And when I am in alignment with all of those things, those aspects of who I am, then I can create the universe that I want and create the highest level of an experience possible. But you have to trust in yourself, and you have to align all those aspects of who you are, right? Make sure they're in harmony, they're in alignment. You trust in them, and you just simply move and let your consciousness be the lead. And that is ultimately how you achieve happiness and joy and fulfillment. Thank you so much. Feel free to go to drabundant.com, subscribe to my newsletter, and also get access to this free ebook, The Power Within. Continue to join me on this journey. Peace and abundance always.